T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
We are streaming on Twitch. You can find us on YouTube. I don't know why you'd want to watch this, but you can. Twitch.tv/957TheGame, YouTube.com/957TheGame. You can see it all. Ray's got a nice Nordique sweater on today, that's for sure. I've been accused of needing a stylist. Ray's looking sharp. Damon, you not so much. Thank you. Thank you.
A gift. I wouldn't spend this kind of money on me.
Is that a... Is that a sweatshirt or is that just like an official throwback jersey?
No, it's just a hoodie. I don't wear jerseys. Jerseys are wrong.
All right. Looks good, though. I mean, I love that look in terms of just the Nordiques old school sweater. It's a great logo.
They should force the Avalanche to wear it.
Absolutely.
In fact, the Avalanche now is starting to use some of the Nordiques' old version of blue in their uniforms, but it's still not the same.
An echo, if you will, of its past.
A flashback.
That brings us to the echo of Game 2. And we don't believe in momentum, and neither should you. There is no momentum in between these series. If you don't believe me, ask the Dallas Mavericks. They aren't riding any momentum of their extraordinary Game 7 win in Phoenix into this series for sure. The game-to-game momentum, again, it's really not there. But I'll tell you, the Mavericks, I think, started believing that they couldn't win not just this series, but beat the Warriors maybe at all in that Game 2 comeback on Friday night. I think they thought that their title this offseason was the upset of Phoenix. And I don't want to say that they were satisfied and decided to put the season away after that, Ray. Because, look, these have been, in many ways, it's, even though the Warriors have a commanding 3-0 lead, these games have been, you know, relatively close at times. This isn't the comical blowout of a basketball team as much as it is the Warriors are doing what I thought that they would do, and the Dallas Mavericks aren't even coming close to what they need to do. Ray, do you remember anyone telling you that the Western Conference Finals was going to be a three-point shooting contest? Do you remember anyone saying that on the radio last week several times?
I think Chris Wallace.
He was all over it. Maybe that's where I picked it up. I don't know. But really, what we're looking at here is Dallas, 43 of 138 threes total in this series. That's 31%. The Warriors are 35 of 89. That is 39%. And that is why they are up 3-0. There are a lot of other reasons. Obviously, Looney, outstanding. What they have done just on the glass and points in the paint alone go a long way. But if you really just wanted to boil it down to how are the Warriors winning, they're hitting more threes than a team that is officially taking way too many. And that's why they are, well, they're hitting at a greater rate than a team that is officially taking too many.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is, Dallas doesn't have a discernible offense that I can see, not in this series anyway. They had an offense against Phoenix. They shot 40% from three against them. And they seem to be doing more things within that offense. But for whatever number of reasons, Golden State has convinced them that there's no getting inside the arc. So they either that or they just fell in love with the idea that they can shoot their way out of any hole. And like I said, against Phoenix, they shot exceedingly well. Against the Warriors, they've shot exceedingly poorly. And that, more than anything else, tells you why this series is on the verge of extinction.
It's unbelievable watching it just come together in hindsight. Oh, yeah, of course, we should have seen this coming, right? But no, I didn't think so. I didn't think so when we were looking at it coming forward, coming at us. I really thought that Dallas was going to play better than this. And when it comes to, you know, Luka Doncic, Damon, you know, from the Xfinity mobile text line, what do you have to say about your man crush on Luka now? Well, if you don't have one, you don't even know what a basketball player is. Like, Luka Doncic has been nothing short of amazing in this series. Seriously. He is one of the best young players the league has ever seen. And if you don't believe me, you're a basketball idiot. I mean, I don't know what more you need. How about this? Let's put him on a list with Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain. Because the only guys who got numbers like he has through 25 playoff games are Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain. Like, if that list isn't good enough for you, you don't know what you're talking about. You should exit any single basketball conversation because you don't know anything that you didn't watch on TikTok.
Here's the problem with Doncic. And there is one. He's got 15 assists in three games because he wants to pass the ball to teammates. And if he's not passing it to Spencer Dinwiddie, that's a pointless exercise. There's nothing wrong with Doncic at all, except that he's like Nikola Jokic. He's putting up great numbers by himself. And by myself never wins.
Not against a team. Not against a real team concept, which obviously the Warriors have more of that than just about any other team in the NBA. And what I also wanted to tell you is that Luka is in a club that no superstar wants to be in. He scored 40 points in a game and has watched his team lose for the third time in this postseason. That ties him for the most such games in a single postseason. Here's the other list he is on. Luka Doncic has now lost more 40-point games in 1 year than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or no, as many as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did in 1977, as LeBron James did in 2009, and as Jerry West did in 1965. Again, if you needed one of those guys to win a championship before you would admit they are a superstar, you don't belong in a single basketball conversation that is trying to frame anything historically. You don't. Luka's been amazing. If anything, Ray is saying he's guilty of passing too much.
No, he's guilty of wanting to pass more than he is, but when he passes, unless it's to Dinwiddie, there's no return for it. That's the problem. The 15 assists doesn't tell you how much he wants to get other players involved. It tells you how few players are involved.
Yeah. I mean
that's, you know, so nagging on Doncic is sort of the one thing you can't do when you talk about Dallas. You can beat up nearly anybody else, but he's the one guy who has delivered through three full games. And it was interesting last night that both Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy were talking about Dinwiddie as being the only other guy who seemed to want to take a shot that wasn't a hurried three. And at some point, either Jason Kidd's got to tell them, okay, we're going to have to start trying to penetrate here. And if we get our brains beat in, we get our brains beat in. But we can't take 48 threes and make 12 of them. There's no future in that.
There is no future in that. Luka's plus minus tells you all you need to know about him. He gives up as much as points as he produces. His plus minus is because he's on the court all the time and the Warriors are kicking their ass. That's the plus minus.
Yeah,
look at it this way. The Dallas Mavericks have an awful lot of problems about them. Luka Doncic ain't it.
No, the plus minus only tells you so much about what a player does or doesn't do because it's a stat that's captive to the other guys on the floor. And the other thing that is true about this series is that in the first two games, the Warriors shot 56%. And last night, they did not shoot terribly well, but they still shot 46. They're making essentially half their shots. Dallas is making about 35. There's where your plus minus is. You know, it's just, it's, Dallas doesn't have enough people. If you really need to know the boiled down version of this, they don't have enough people.
And what do you say all the time? You know, was that guy on the best team? Not in this series.
No.
Not even close. Not even close. You can say, well, Luka's the modern day James Harden. He plays ISO ball. He doesn't defend. He needs to work an awful lot on his defense. Here's the thing. When you were criticizing that about James Harden, he's been in the league 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Luka's 23. This is his first big go-around. I mean, he basically said as he conceded everything at the end of Game 3.
I think the first two quarters, I played very bad. You know, that's on me. But I'm still learning. And I think, you know, after this season is done, whatever we are, I think I'm going to look back, you know, and learn a lot of things. You know, it's my first time in conference finals in the NBA. I'm 23, man. I'm still learning a lot.
I'm 23, I'm still learning a lot, and I just carried this team here on my back.
Yeah, I mean, there are things he can do to improve. He does need to be a better defender. He could use lose a little more baby fat.
Yep.
But mostly what he could use is some help.
Find me a player that didn't have room for improvement in their age 23 season, Steph Curry included.
Yeah, this is not about age. This is about help. It's not about age. It's about aid. They need more players. And they tried to do that with Porzingis. That turned out to be a modified disaster. So they've got to go back and they've got to look at this roster and make Jalen Brunson not the second best player, but the fourth best player. And Spencer Dinwiddie not the third best player, but maybe the sixth man. They need to do a better job with the roster in general. And the fact that they got to the conference final, other than the fact that it's very reminiscent of the year that Portland got to the conference final in 19 with just Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, they got beaten 4-2, and they haven't figured out how to get back since. So their urgency starts as soon as this series is over because they've got to repair the roster around him.
Someone's trying to say, you don't get it. You don't remember. You kept on saying Luka's great in the context of Warriors fans. Better watch out for the Mavericks. Yeah, well, I didn't think that the rest of his team wouldn't bother playing basketball. I did not assume that the rest of his team around him would collectively forget how to play. Or his coach, who I thought was on the up, would collectively forget how to make any in-game adjustment. And whatever you wanted to say Jason Kidd did to get his team through the Western Conference semifinals, he's done nothing to help his team improve in the Western Conference finals. The fact that he hasn't told guys, you drive to the rim, you shoot less, you take a mid-range jumper just once tonight, see if it happens, is why this team is about to get eliminated. The Warriors have been fantastic. Equally, the Dallas Mavericks around Luka Doncic have been mega disappointments to the point where you just got performances at home in Dallas, the type of performances that role players are supposed to have maybe on the road. But these guys played the entirety of Game 3 with their own hands wrapped around their own neck. What a bunch of choke artists around this guy. I mean, there's no other way to say it. The Warriors have been great defensively and in a lot of their schemes, but their schemes are only to get the ball out of Luka's hands. That's it. The Warriors have invited time and time again, wide open, undefended, unchallenged three-point shots, and they bet on the right pony because these guys aren't hitting anything.
And they're being murdered on the boards.
And they are
averaging 14 fewer rebounds per game to a team whose tallest guy is 6'8".
How about Kevon Looney?
I mean, I'll tell you what. The next person who wants to tell me that Kevon Looney is the sort of person the Warriors should be outgrowing, nope. He's here for as long as he wants to be. He's on eternal scholarship.
He's something else. He is something else. And he decided, you know, I think at the right time, perfectly for this team, I will start playing the best basketball of my life. What a boon for the Golden State Warriors. Oh, Kevon Looney decided, I am going to now throw down the greatest games I've ever played. And that's what he's doing. He's averaging 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists in the Western Conference Finals. He averaged 5 points, 17 rebounds in the semifinal. Remember, this is a guy who was just removed from a starting lineup and then got a start in Game 6 and pulled down 22 rebounds, which ended that series against Memphis. It's been incredible for Kevon Looney.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.